Today we hear from one of our predecessors here at the Radio Prague English section, Dora Slaba. August 20th, 1968 was a normal working day for Dora, who worked as a presenter. When she went home that day, she had no way of knowing that she would never come back to Radio Prague. Here she begins by describing the atmosphere on that perfect summer day in 1968.
Everybody was sort of euphoric. It was a lovely August day. The weather was fine. Everybody seemed optimistic about the future. The communists were trying their best to reform something. And we hoped for some kind of liberal progress, although I myself was rather skeptical. I never really, like the communists, never really believed that they could produce anything that was worth having.
So you didn't believe in socialism with a human face?
No, definitely not. And I didn't believe in Dubček. I didn't think he was very bright.
Do you remember when you first heard about the occupation? Do you remember how you received that information, what you heard, when you heard it?
I heard it during the night. Our secretary from the English section called me on the phone and said, "They've come." And I woke up with a telephone call and heard the buzzing of aeroplanes. I thought, oh dear. But it didn't really, the penny didn't really fall, what was happening. Until in the morning, the tanks were rolling in, and at the time I lived just round the corner from the radio, so that I had them physically under my window. It was uncanny. Nevertheless, I thought, well, shall I go to work or not? What happens next? And I walked round to the radio entrance, and there were tanks and soldiers, and the entrance was barred, so I turned back and went home again. And then I turned on the radio and listened and listened, and that was really my entire activity that day.
Did you make an attempt after that first day to get into work?
No. In the meantime, we all called each other, those who were employed at the time, and there were a few editors, men only, who actually did some clandestine broadcasting, but they said that they wouldn't have women joining in.
So you sat at home and watched events unfold?
Exactly, yes.
Would you describe yourself then as a survivor, someone who survived events rather than trying to oppose them or resist them?
Definitely. I'm essentially a very passive sort of person. I never got involved in politics. I didn't like it, especially because my family background was very active, and I resisted my mother in particular, who was a dedicated communist. And so I'd kept out of the way of politics as much as I could.
And was she still alive in August 68 when the Russians came?
Yes. She was very, very disappointed, because she, as an idealist, trusted and believed in Dubček, so much so that she was a widow of a very prominent communist. That was my stepfather. And she actually received from the hands of Dubček the Order of the Republic, and she was very proud of the fact. But then, of course, she became very disenchanted and herself emigrated to England.
So you must have had some interesting discussions in the early days after the tanks arrived.
Indeed, yes, yes. My mother was very, very disappointed, and I said, well, I told you so. The whole episode was a paper tiger.
Former Radio Prague presenter Dora Slaba on the invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1960.